GM, and welcome to Crypto Grind Daily. Alex here, ready to navigate the convolutions of crypto's latest. First up, Sam Bankman-Fried, the man whose name became synonymous with crypto scandal, is taking a rather bold approach to his appeal. Despite serving a 25-year sentence for fraud, he's petitioning the U.S. Supreme Court to toss out his conviction. His argument? Since creditors of FTX have been able to recover up to 120% of their investments, where's the fraud? It's an audacious move, relying heavily on the notion that the estate's ability to generate a positive return somehow negates his wrongdoing. Let's be clear, his legal strategy is less an airtight defense and more an audacious gamble. The reality is, fraud convictions aren't determined by the eventual financial outcomes, but by the intentions and actions at the time the fraud was committed. The fact that the FTX estate has managed to claw back funds is a testament to post-collapse management, not a retroactive absolution of Bankman-Fried's alleged misconduct. If anything, this saga reminds us of the tumultuous nature of crypto, where even disasters can turn a profit, eventually. While SBF contemplates his next step from a sell, let's pivot to a scenario that probably has cryptographers losing sleep. A recent study has demonstrated that AI agents can drastically reduce the cost of attacking Bitcoin's encryption. Specifically, the quantum cost of breaking Bitcoin and Ethereum's encryption dropped by 86% in just 2 months. This wasn't some secretive DARPA project, but an open crowdsourced contest inviting anyone to submit optimizations. AI coding agents played a significant role, underscoring the rapid pace of technological advancement in this space. Before you panic, let's clarify. This doesn't mean Bitcoin's encryption is imminently doomed. We're not on the precipice of a quantum apocalypse. However, it does highlight how AI can accelerate advancements in cryptanalysis, potentially shortening the timeline before quantum computers pose a real threat. For now, Bitcoin's encryption remains unbroken, but this serves as a compelling reminder of the need for constant innovation in cryptography. Finally, for those eyeing a career in crypto, the role of DevRel engineer in Web3 is becoming increasingly lucrative, with salaries in 2026 projected to range from $90,000 to $300,000. This role is a unique hybrid of technical expertise and community engagement. Unlike traditional tech roles, a DevRel engineer must not only master the intricate details of a blockchain protocol, but also communicate these complexities to a wide audience. They create technical content, manage developer communities, and advocate for protocols on various platforms. The need for such a role is amplified in the fast-paced world of blockchain, where clear communication can drive adoption and innovation. For crypto protocols, employing a skilled DevRel engineer can mean the difference between obscurity and widespread adoption. So what do these stories mean for crypto jobs and builders? Bankman-Fried's legal antics serve as a cautionary tale about the importance of ethical decision-making, even when things seem to be going well. The AI versus cryptography scenario underscores the need to stay ahead of technological advancements, especially in security. And if you're considering a career in crypto, becoming a DevRel engineer offers both a challenging and rewarding path, one where you can significantly impact the ecosystem's growth while securing a lucrative paycheck. That's all for today. Keep building, keep questioning, and stay ahead of the curve. I'm Alex. See you tomorrow.